You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Did you check out that band your brother posted on Facebook this morning?
No, my Facebook was being a bastard. It didn't want to load properly, so I said, I'll do that later.
Yeah, mine was doing the same.
Oh,
I think
really?
they must have been doing something because
yeah,
it was all fucked up. Because I went on the computer to listen to it, and nothing would load.
Yeah,
it was like just a blank screen.
Uh-huh.
What
that's
the fuck?
All I was doing also.
They must have been doing something. But I finally got it to work. Fuck, I can't remember her name. I was going to ask you how to pronounce the band name.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
It was... Here, I can look that up. If it's going to be working. UADA. I don't know if it helps you. Not there.
UDA?
UDA?
UADA?
I mean,
UADA?
I
have no idea.
Why do these fucking bands got to have such weird names that I can't pronounce?
Who knows?
That's good.
Well,
yeah. You won't like it.
Oh.
I don't even know why your brother tags you on shit like that.
Yeah.
Come on, Damien. You know he's not gonna listen to it. He's not gonna like it. When was that recorded? Oh, 2016? Nope.
Too new for me.
Way too new. What's your range? 78 to 93, 94?
96 maybe.
Okay.
Something like that.
But after 96, it's like, fuck it, game over.
That's when my ears got full of all the music that I cared to hear, and anything after that, I was like, not enough room.
That's why you got to filter some of the old out, Brennan, to let the new in. That's how you do it. Oh, man. I had a guy I got at work that he listens to metal here and there, and I've been feeding him stuff to listen to all week. I'm prepping him, getting him. I'm like, he's like, I want to get into your world. He's like, he's like, give me some bands to listen to. And I was like, all right. And he's like, and don't give me all the craziest shit that you listen to. I'm like, no, I'll start you off light.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been building them up. I had him listening to a Darkest Hour album, and then I moved to Moonspell.
Yeah.
And told him to listen to Wolfheart and Irreligious, those two albums.
Yeah.
He liked both of them.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. He's like, oh, man. He goes, I love how the guy can go from singing like a demon to singing like Count Chocula. I was like, oh, cool. All right. He said by the time Irreligious was done, he was like, fuck, I'm ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that'll do it. Yeah, I've been slowly trying to find bands that aren't like extremely crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, here's a... Fuck, I don't know. Let's do Cannibal Corpse's Tomb of Mutilator. Let's start with that one. I'm like, no, you're probably not gonna. Probably gonna be. Or here, let's do some Cradle of Filth, Dusk and Her Embrace.
Yeah.
Nope. That's not gonna work out too well for him. So, maybe I'll get him there someday. But baby steps, Brendan.
Yep.
Just because me and you dove in head first doesn't mean everybody can.
Make his head explode.
Yeah, I don't want that. That needs to happen later, not right away.
Yep.
That's pretty much what happened to me.
Really?
Fuck, dude, was like, I'm trying to think. I mean, regardless of Metallica, everybody listened to them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the first, like Metallica and Maiden don't count. I would guess the first band that really like, that I heard outside of those two real, you know, more mainstream would have been Fear Factory's first album, Soul of a New Machine.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, this is awesome. And then I got showed, you know, like 6 feet under. And then found out about Cannibal Corpse, you know, like I was, it came in a little late in the game, but by the time I went in that straight into the death, I was like, I need more of this. And your brother giving me all, you know, into this. It took me a while to get into the black metal.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm coming around more, even more now than I did back then.
Yeah.
I always liked some of it, but I am being a lot more open about it now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what changed, but
You were into 6 Feet Under before Cannibal Corpse?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like I said, when I came into it, 6 Feet Under just had their first album out, Haunted. Yeah. Yeah. And that's when I was getting introduced into the metal world. Uh-huh. So I didn't know shit then, yeah. You know, really. Yeah. I got shown that, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I think it was Matt showed me that, Matt and Mike. I go, yeah, the singer was in another band before them called Cannibal Corpse. I was like, oh, well, I'll check that out. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is awesome. You know, it was just like, you know, and then Tybo Negative got thrown.
Yeah.
That was all the same time. That Life Agony album. The fuck album was that?
River Runs Red.
Yes, that one. That was that time. Stuff like that, you know, it was all. That's what was getting pushed on me. I was like, oh, this is great. And then I started diving off the deep end and going more. Damien dropped him sending stuff to Matt and Mike, and they're like, this is too crazy. And I'm like, I'll take it.
Devil's music.
This is devil's music. It's like, that sounds just like what I was looking for. You know, so. Yeah, that's funny, though, since I came into it a little late, you know, that I listened to 6 Feet Under before.
Yeah.
Cannibal Corpse, but I was a newbie back then. Fuck, what was that, 95? I guess 95 is when I started getting introduced to it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until 96 when I made the full, when I just gave up on everything else. I realized, like, this is way better than anything else out there. And I just fucking turned my back on every other genre that's ever existed. And I'm still pretty much that way. I mean, there's some rock stuff that I'll listen to, like old school, 70s, 80s. But, like, anything else? Nah. I'll be like you on that. It's like, I don't have time for that.
Exactly.
I definitely am not a person that likes everything. Well, I'll listen to whatever.
Yeah.
I tell people...
don't like anything.
Right. Well, I tell people that, like, oh, what do you want to listen to? And I always like, whatever. Because I can't say, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put in some Cattle Decapitation. I'm like, what? Oh. So I'm just like, just play what you want. Because you're not going to like what I have. And I already know I'm not going to like what you have. Yeah. But I can live with it. I won't bitch and cry like everybody else will when you put on metal.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Put metal on, people cry. I don't cry when they're playing their shit-ass country music.
Yeah, because you got to hear that all day, every day, anywhere, right. Everywhere you go.
Right. I'm just like, I just tune it out.
Yep.
Those motherfuckers, one song, come on, a little heavy. I don't want to listen to this. It's like, we just listen to fucking rap for like 3 hours or listen to fucking your fucking pop country and you're going to bitch about one song. Get the fuck out of here. The perils of being a metalhead. what we got first, Brennan? Let's play something.
Looks like we're playing another song by Casket Robbery.
Right on.
The name of this song is The Ascension. Oh, Ascension?
Yeah, I probably spelled it wrong.
Okay. The Ascension.
I think. They did or I did, and I would bet it was me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was The Ascension by Casket Robbery. They are out of Madison, Wisconsin. You can find them at facebook.com/casketrobbery.
Are you going to apologize to me?
I'm going to apologize because I apparently don't know how to read. It was spelled correctly. I don't know why I thought it just looked wrong.
That's right. I'm not going to give you too much shit because...
That's not the first time you've misspelled stuff.
Right. Correct. You know what the worst thing about it is?
What's that?
That when I'm typing these lists up for us, I'm looking right at it, and I still misspell it. Anybody that knows me knows I can't spell worth a fuck. But this time
it was right.
It was right, goddamn it. So I got at least one thing right. I'm sure there's going to be something else on those lists that's wrong eventually, but that's okay.
Alrighty.
That's how I roll. But, man, there are some fucking concerts coming up, Brendan.
Yeah, there's a few. Actually, last week, Ozzy was playing in southern Illinois somewhere.
Yeah.
Which I didn't go to because it was $85. And I think it was the only band that I cared to see, and it was a festival thing. And
it was for the Eclipse.
Yeah, for the Eclipse, which was cool. But
right.
Yeah, I was thinking about going there, but I didn't. Did you see the Eclipse?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah, where were you at?
I drove down to Redbud.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
okay, so it was your day off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I had the week off.
Yeah, the week off anyway, but yeah. Regardless, that had been your day off, right? So you go, cool. So you would have got to see it regardless.
So even if they did ask me to work, I'd be like, nope.
Nope.
But, I mean, I thought it was going to kind of be lame or worried it was going to be cloudy or, like, I looked at pictures of eclipses on the internet, so I'm like, eh, it's not going to look that good. But I got there, and all these, looks like, goddamn, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, dude. Because I was in Clayton where I work, and we were just in the path. Well, not just in the path. We had about 40 to 50 seconds of totality. How long did it last for you guys?
It was over a minute and a half.
Yeah, so I was more on the outskirts of the line. Uh-huh. But still, that was still enough to, dude, because it was like, 117, I think, when it went into totality. We all stopped working.
Yeah.
And that's when we took our lunch.
Uh-huh.
And me and Brian were getting our food together and shit, and we went out to the parking lot to go eat and watch it. And we walked out, and it was about... maybe a little right before 110, maybe like 110-ish. Uh-huh. And I walk outside, and I had been watching it through work, through the window. Like, I had my glasses, you know, I'd walk outside and watch it slowly, covering. But by that point, you know, you can see it getting dark.
Yeah.
Like that weird, it's hard to describe
because
it's getting dark, but yet there's...
It doesn't really happen...
It's a different darkness.
It doesn't look like evening.
No. It looks fucked up.
Yeah. It's like weird.
Yeah. So we walk outside, you know, like I said, we're 5 minutes away from it being in totality, and it's like, what the fuck? There's still light, but it's like dark. Uh-huh. It's just like, this is crazy. Yeah, we went up there and sat, and the stars were out.
Yeah.
You know, the cicadas were all winding up shit, and it was cool because I had my glasses on and I watched it go completely covered. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. I took my glasses on. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I don't know, you see pictures of it, but when you really see that in real life, it's like.
Fucking white circle in the sky, just like the sun used to be.
Can you fucking imagine what people thought back in the day that didn't know shit? A thousand years ago. They're like, we're going to fucking die. But, god damn, that was 40 seconds. That was cool.
Uh-huh.
But it was awesome, too, that once it ended, like just that slight movement of the moon, it blinds you.
Yeah, it's just like, bam.
Boom. I was like, I can't fucking see anything. I just fucking cooked my eyeballs. But that was definitely fucking worth it.
Uh-huh.
I kind of felt the same with you. I was like, it'll be cool, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It'd be kind of cool to see it go dark during the middle of the day. Yeah. But that was like actually experiencing it. It was like, wow.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be another one 7 years from now that passes right through the same area.
It won't hit us in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You have to go further south.
But where I was.
It'll hit there. It's going to hit Carbondale again.
Like Carbondale is like the exact center.
I'm thinking about fucking, I thought about that. I was like, damn, I might have to, I might. be willing to make a trip there for that, to see it longer than 40 seconds.
That's only like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, that ain't shit. Like that's not far.
I mean, I wouldn't drive 4 hours to see a
minute and a half
eclipse, but...
No, there's some badass breweries down there anyway, I'll fucking go down there just to do that.
Else to do also.
Right.
But, yeah.
Hell, yeah. What do we got up next?
Looks like the band Attempted Revenge playing the song Round 3. Attempted Revenge playing their song Round 3. They are out of New York, New York. You can find them at facebook.com/Attempted Revenge Band.
Right on. Yeah, we were, where we park at work, there's a lot across the street, and it's like for some coin place, I don't know. We're like on a dead end street, and they have a big office building and shitload of parking. And, we rent some of the parking spaces because our lot is so small.
Oh, so you can just store cars there for when you're not actually working on them?
No, we rent spots for us to park.
Our
personal cars, because our lot's always filled with the fucking cars we're working on.
I got you.
So we opted to go to their parking lot to watch because 170 is right behind my building.
Yeah.
And we just had a car crash through our fence that came off of 170. and crash through our fence and totaled out a car on our lot.
That was just there for like a
super minor repair, but nowhere close to totaling. And the fucking car got totaled because this fucking guy crashed through our fence. Because you hop over the fence and it's 170.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's go to the front parking lot because we're afraid that it was going to get dark and people were going to be trying to watch the eclipse.
That's true.
Had like 15 cars come flying through our lot and we get run over. So we're like, fuck that. Let's go over here. Yeah. That's the second time within 3 months someone's crashed through our fence.
Really?
Yeah.
So who's the one that has to call the owner of the car and say, hey?
One of the estimators. I think it worked out for the guy.
Oh, really?
Because he was paying out of pocket.
Yeah.
And it was like a $2,000 or $3,000 job because it was his fault and he didn't want to go on his insurance, so he was paying out of pocket. And now his car's totaled, so he's like, "Oh, sweet! No, I don't think I have to pay for anything." So it kind of, I think it worked out. I don't know whatever happened with that, like with how the insurance works that, but yeah, it was funny too because the guy that crashed through our fence, we're like, "Well, you can just leave your car here." And he's like, "No," and he like towed it out of there. Because he didn't want us working on it.
Yeah.
I can't blame him. What we got next, bud?
Looks like the band Sepsis playing Black Light Invasion.
Oh,
That was Blacklight Invasion by the band Sepsis. They are out of Manchester, New Hampshire. You can find them at facebook.com/sepsis. And that is spelled S-E-P-S-I-S-S.
Awesome.
Two S's.
Two S's. Check them out. What are the... we were mentioning this earlier. We talked about all the concerts coming up.
Yeah.
And I think I have another one that you might not... You maybe know.
Was that Suffocation?
Oh, yeah. Who the hell are they going to be here with? Obituary?
No, it was Obituary and Exodus.
Okay. When's that one?
Obituary, Exodus, October 1st.
October 1st. Okay. damn it. What's the Suffocation one? Is that Black Dahlia Murder?
I don't think Suffocation was headlining.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think the Black Dahlia Murder might be headlining.
Might have been, which I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, they're cool. They're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got Obituary going to be here.
Obituary and Exodus.
Yep. I'm pretty sure it's Black Dahlia Murder, Suffocation. And I think there's even a couple other bands on there that aren't too shabby.
Really? Yeah, I didn't really look into that one.
I'll have to look again. I can't remember. We got Mayhem and Black Anvil.
Mayhem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fucking going to that.
That's on the 10th, right?
Yes. I think it's a Friday night. You're going to that. Yes. You're going to that with me, buddy. We're going to see that show.
I knew I was going. I just forgot who I was going to see. Have you seen Mayhem before?
No, that's why.
I saw them back in 2000, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like?
It sounded like noise.
That's what I figured.
Just sounded like fuzz.
I figured it's going to be...
And just... with the guitar. Just like, wow, this is terrible. I paid to see this.
I'm only going because it's fucking Mayhem.
Just because it is.
Yes, and I'm buying fucking merch. I'm getting some shirts. You goddamn right. It's fucking Mayhem. I was telling somebody about that. Like, I went through the whole history of them with their singer blowing his head off, and then it was an album cover, a bootleg cover, this and that, and they're like, that's crazy. Are they any good? I'm like, no, they're horrible. I'm like, they're like pioneers of the Scandinavian black metal, isn't it? Aren't they?
Yeah, that was from early mid '90s.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh no, this is classic black metal. I'm going to fucking see this. But Black Anvil's one of the opening bands, and they're really good.
Oh, good.
And they're an American black metal band, but they're fucking awesome. So
I think Mayhem's playing their whole De Mystery Dump Sadness, whatever that album. I think they're playing that whole album.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that. So we are going to get a good band.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're just paying to see noise and be like, that was awesome. But I knew that. I was like, God, I got to ask Brennan how the fuck. Yeah. I know this is going to be terrible, but. I mean, did they have a bunch of crazy shit on stage or anything?
No.
Or nothing?
No, I think...
Fuckers.
Yeah, I think it was just them standing up there playing.
They didn't have no pig's heads? Like,
nope.
Mounted on poles? The fuck's the matter with us? Pussies. Nah, I'm joking. No, we're going to that. So let's see.
Yeah.
So let's see. We said Obituary, Exodus, Black Timer, and that. Mayhem. There's another one.
Bruheria.
Yeah.
Which is the day after the Mayhem concert.
Day after the Mayhem.
Yeah. Are you going to that?
I will.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything going on. I'll go to it. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. I'd like to see him.
Okay.
Is Dino still in the band?
I have no idea. I have no idea who's in the band.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'd like to see him because I've never seen him, so I think that'd be really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I don't
think they ever toured or anything like that before that I know of.
That I don't know. I can only imagine the political bullshit they're going to be spewing at this show.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be hilarious. let's face it, it's going to be hilarious. I will be wearing my best bandana.
What's that?
Doesn't the singer wear a bandana on his face?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to fucking suck to sing through.
He's got a hole cut in the middle.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
So it's like a glory hole on his face?
Well, I never thought of it like that, and maybe don't mention that if you...
No, that guy will fucking kill me. I'm not going to say, hey, that's a nice glory hole you got on your face. Oh, all right, let's play something.
Okay. The next band is called Welcome to the Midwest, and this next song is called Punk Song.
You're so
That was Punk Song by the band Welcome to the Midwest. They are from Mesa, Arizona. not the Midwest. But you can find them at facebook.com/welcome midwest.
Trust me, fellas. You don't want to live in the fucking Midwest. Because that's exactly where we are right now.
Yep.
Be happy with it. Your weather pretty much stays the same year-round. Because you don't want to live in this fucking nightmare that we live in.
Nope.
It's what are we in the middle? We're at the end of August right now.
Mm.
Last week in August, and it is like fall.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, it'll be back to 100 degrees.
Probably.
And then it'll probably snow the day afterwards. Yeah. So be happy that your weather's pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably hot as fuck there all the time, but it's better than being cold all the time.
Exactly.
My opinion. And it matters. Two other shows. Yes. Two other shows. Apocalyptica is going to be here playing just the Metallica with four cellos.
Yeah, okay.
And I think me and the old lady are going to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that'd be cool to see.
Yeah. Is there any other bands?
I'll have to look into that. Yeah. Probably not. I don't know. But I think it'd be. I'd like to see the. Just the four. I know they've released a lot of stuff and this and that, and they got singers now.
Oh,
and,
do they?
Yeah, and they, you know, it sounds like a normal band, but it's with cellos. They got a drummer, and it's just like kind of lost the thing for me. Yeah. Cool idea, but just them doing the cellos and the Metallica. I think it's that one album, the first one that came out with. Yeah, and maybe they're doing more since they've done other Metallica songs. Uh-huh. But we're pretty sure we're gonna go, and that's coming up.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Doyle's going to be here again.
What?
At Pops.
No shit.
Yeah. When is I don't know if you have to look that up. Yeah. It's coming up next month or two.
Oh.
Three.
Well, shit, I'll go see them again.
Well, I don't know.
What?
I'm joking. Yeah, we'll go do that. Think it'll be full Pops or half Pops? Maybe half Pops.
Where did we see him last time?
The Firebird?
Firebird? Yeah, that place wasn't exactly crowded, was it?
Not at all. No, considering that place is about the size of the room we're in now. It'll be the small side.
Who else is playing?
I did not look into that. I'm slacking on both fronts. But I just saw that pop up like within the last week. I was like, fuck, they're going to be back? See, I figured with that, you'd have been on top of it.
I didn't hear that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you hear about it?
Where did I hear about it? It either popped up on my Facebook or Instagram. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, cool.
Mm.
That'll be awesome. I'll definitely go see them again. They're good. They're good. I like them. They got the new album. Did you hear the new one?
It's their second album, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
As We Die? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I don't think I listened to that at all.
I've got it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I haven't sat down yet and listened to it.
Uh-huh.
I just, so I can't give an opinion on it, but I don't know why I haven't. I've just been, just been busy and just haven't shit like that. I like to, I don't like to, say whether I like it or not. Until I actually, I've heard it. I put it on.
It's nothing drastic.
No. Yeah.
Same
thing. But I just haven't really sat down and really listened to it. It's just been background noise while I'm working or whatever. I haven't. I need to put my headphones on while I'm working and just having that just blare in my ears and be like, oh, that's cool. I mean, from what I heard, it's cool. Yeah. It's just not, they didn't change nothing.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, so it is what it is. What we got next, bud?
Looks like the band Bloody Brotherhood playing 1,000 Years of Lies. We'll be right back. That was Bloody Brotherhood playing A Thousand Years of Lies. They are from Gipuzkoa. They're from somewhere in Spain. And you can find them at facebook.com/Bloody Brotherhood.
Yes, check those guys out because they're sick. I like them a lot. As we were talking about shows, it is a Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh, okay.
With Suffocation. Exhumed. Wait, hold on. Maybe not. That has a date next to it.
Yeah.
That says 11-1, 11-6, or maybe through the 11th. What day? When's that show for us? It is October 22nd. So, no, we won't get to see Exhumed. Yeah, they won't be on it yet. So, it'll be Black Dahlia Murder, Suffocation, Decrepit Birth, Necrot. I listened to these guys. I just got their album, and they're cool. I like them. I'm just not sure if that's how you pronounce it. It Necrot, is that what you said?
Necrot,
kind of like necro and rot together. Why I said Necrot, but I could be wrong. And then Worm Witch, I think that says. I don't know. It's gonna be a cool show, I think. Delmar Hall.
See, I never heard of that.
I'd never heard of that either.
That's where Brujeria is playing, though.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna get to go there.
Yeah.
Twice then. Yeah, that should be a I don't know. I think it's going to be a good show. I wish Exhumed was going to be there. I think that would have been the shit. It would have been a pretty full lineup. I guess they're only doing a few dates, and unfortunately it's not. We ain't making the cut. that's how I heard about the Doyle show. It popped up on my Bands in Town app.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I recently downloaded that, and it fucking sucks. I can't get it to show me good stuff. It just, like.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're not going to be here. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I looked at yours, I don't know, 2 years ago when I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours had, like, a whole lot of, like, showed more shows coming up, and mine shows, like, two different shows, and, so you're going to have to show me how to fucking use that.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's, It like log, I don't know. I can't remember if it logs into what's on your phone.
Yeah.
Or if it's through what you like on Facebook.
See, I think it does through Facebook or Spotify or what's on your phone or something else. But yeah, I don't have any music on my phone or.
Yeah, we'll have to look into it because that's actually how it popped up on mine. Actually, I'm trying to fucking look this up real quick. That's why I'm probably sounding stupid while I talk. They fucking changed. This app is, like, pissing me off.
Yeah.
There it goes. Okay, where are you at? Is it still on there? Wait, I just read something online where it said Doyle canceled his... No, it's still here.
Yeah.
November 3rd, that pops.
So that's a Friday also?
Yeah, they, Oh, that's not good. What's that?
Say that's not good.
Why?
Because... three concerts on days that I have to work, and I only get 2 8-hour requests per month.
But were you going to take off the next day?
No, just...
Get off early?
Get off early to make sure I make it there, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we can pick and choose. We just saw Doyle. What were the three on the... What were the three Fridays shows? The Mayhem, the Doyle...
No, it was November 3rd, November 10th, and then Saturday, November 11th. I work Saturday.
What's the 11th one?
Brujeria.
Well, they're headlining.
Yeah.
I mean, but, what time do you usually get off? I know on an average.
And it's 6, 8. It's other people getting off at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
That's why I'd rather have an 8-hour day and make sure I get off early.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. Yeah. I definitely want to go to the Mayhem.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, shit, could you do two?
What's that?
How many do you get?
Two per month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do that in Bohemia. We just saw Doyle. It could be one of those things. If you get off, we'll still go.
Yeah.
But if you can't, then you can't. It's not a big deal.
Figure something out
later. Yeah, we always do. And that sucks for you because it's going to be busy time. It's going to really start hammering you. Hammering home for you. Let's play another song.
All right. This is Windless Edge, and the name of the song is Fire in Hearts.
Yeah.
was Windless Edge playing Fire in Hearts. They're out of Los Angeles, California. And you can find them at facebook.com/windless-edge-. And there's a whole bunch of numbers there. So just go to Facebook and search for Windless Edge.
I love when all those numbers pop up. I'm like, I know you hate it. I can't help it. That's what I don't know what that is.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I'm sure you can go back and...
You can probably go back and erase that and change it. Oh, I know you can, but I don't know why they don't.
Yeah.
If people don't realize it. So I looked up that Doyle show.
Yes.
And they're opening for Gore.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
I'll go see them.
Gore, Ghoul, Doyle, U.S. Bastards. Those are the bands all playing that show.
Well, shit, I'll go see that.
So that's the...
third?
That is... Yes, that's the November 3rd, so...
Have you seen Gore before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw them at, it was like the first Sounds of the Underground that came through years ago. It was when they did that outside show at Pops.
Oh, okay.
And it was,
you told me about that.
Yeah. They were there. That was, hot as fuck out, I remember.
Yeah. You didn't go with my brother to see them. He saw them a different time, didn't he?
Yeah, I went with them for that one.
Yeah.
But, what's next on the list?
Looks like the band Edge of Reality playing the song She Took Everything. Watch the world we run tonight. Been 7 months since she said She Took Everything by the band Edge of Reality.
And I couldn't find any information about these guys. Where they're from, websites.
Did you check Google?
I actually looked them up on Facebook and a band popped up and it wasn't them.
I searched on Google and there's a band, Edge of Reality, with the song She Took Everything. And they have a Reverb Nation website, reverbnation.com/edgeofreality1422.
Okay. Is that the name of the song?
The name of the song is She Took Everything.
Okay, because the file I got that he sent me, it says, She Took Everything, My Car, My Money.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Is that the whole name of the song?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, some people, the file I get isn't the whole... Or it is the name. Sometimes only part of it is. So I was just like, I'm just shortening it because I don't fucking know. Okay, well, then you found the right.
Yeah.
You found the right one. Cool.
And looks like they're out of Weatherford, Texas.
Oh, cool. I don't think we've had very many people from Texas yet, so cool. So we got one more for you guys.
Yep.
Check us out on Facebook. What is it? Facebook.com/EmpathicaRadio. You can find us on Instagram. @EmpathicaRadio. You can find me on Instagram at Empathica Smitty. We'd love to hear some feedback from you guys, what you think. I don't think there's I can't remember any other promotions we got to do for ourselves. But if you like the show, please subscribe. If you don't have, we're on iTunes, subscribe there. We're on Google Play, subscribe there, you know, for the Android. There's also our hosting site is Podbean. They have an app you can download for free. You can subscribe through that. Yeah, we'd like to get as many subscribers as we can. We'd like to hear feedback from you guys, what you think of the show, what you think of the bands. If you know a band that would be interested in having their music played for free worldwide exposure, you can get a hold of us at empathicaradio@gmail.com. Other than that, Brennan, let's close it out.
It looks like the last band is Burial Well. They're out of Los Angeles, California. You can find them at facebook.com/burialwell. The name of this song is Ritual of Revulsion.
Sweet. See you guys.